We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our worlds be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves. Greetings and welcome, eco-conscious viewers. We're glad to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Arin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangqiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Venezuela provides free eye surgeries for Belize citizens. In sustainable energy news, Australian engineers develop solar-powered air conditioning. In animal news, Japanese scientists find a beneficial result of spending time with your canine companion. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 13th, the monument Christ of the Andes was dedicated in 1904, commemorating a series of peace and boundary treaties between Argentina and Chile. More than twice life size, it was sculpted by Mr. Mateo Alonso of Argentina. The beautiful statue is located high in the Andes Mountains in Upsalata Pass, on the border of the two countries. On December 17, 1928, a picture of the monument was on the cover of the popular USA Time magazine. In 1937, a tablet was added which states, "Sooner shall these mountains crumble into dust than Argentines and Chileans break the peace sworn at the feet of Christ the Redeemer." May Christ of the Andes be a testament to the importance of a loving and harmonious planet. Fly-In News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Tennessee, USA. On February 2nd, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $30,000 in emergency aid to the ice storm victims in the most severely affected Midwestern states of the USA. As Supreme Master Qinghai had asked with deep concern, our association's relief teams joined hands when they delivered supplies in Kentucky and Tennessee. The relief team was glad to find that not only were neighbors supporting one another, but a few individuals were protecting animal victims of the freezing storm as well. In fact, it was Ms. Chandra Davis, a volunteer for both animal welfare and a local fire department, who had alerted our association to the urgent needs of the region. Through her help, aid was rendered to two animal shelters there.
I knew that we needed the help because a lot of people will not leave their home because of their pets. I want to thank Supreme Master Qinghai personally for doing this.
A few days later, on February 16th, the two shelters received additional donations from Supreme Master Qinghai, totaling $7,000.
I want to thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your donation. It has helped us tremendously.
Relief Coordinator Chandra Davis then sincerely asked if Supreme Master Qinghai could be a further support, this time to help her become a National Certified Humane Investigator to combat animal cruelty nationwide.
My name is Chandra Davis, and my career is an animal cruelty investigator. I try to help animals anywhere I can. I study very hard and educate myself through classes in order to get the education I need and the training I need in order to make a difference.
In response to Ms. Davis's request for $1,800, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately contributed $5,000 to make it possible for her to complete her studies. Receiving the check, Ms. Davis expressed her heartfelt gratitude.
I was so amazed and so shocked. I was in tears because this has been a dream of mine to be able to finish my education, and this is now going to finally make it able to get all of my classes done. I'll have what you call a license certificate to be a cruelty investigator anywhere in the United States. Supreme Master Qinghai, I want to say thank you graciously for this donation. This has been a big dream of mine to be able to help animals, not only nationwide, but worldwide. And I'm so glad that we all got to meet. And hopefully I'll meet you one day too. Thank you.
Also very grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai, who in so many ways cares for the well-being of our animal friends. We wish Ms. Davis a successful fruition of her training to offer further protection to animals, and pray that someday soon our world will be a place of only compassion among humans and animals alike.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Libya releases detainees. Jamal al-Haji and Faraj Humaid have been freed after being sentenced 2 years ago to 12 and 15 years of detainment respectively. Their release has been hailed by organizations like Human Rights Watch as reflecting the government's stated efforts to improve its policies. We also appreciate this fair decision for the freedom of Jamal al-Haji and Faraj Humaid, wishing them warm reunions with family and friends as we pray that encouraging steps such as these bring us ever closer to a world of peaceful tolerance and respect.
Qatar and OLAC or Vietnam build bridges. OLAC sees or Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung completed a four-day visit in Qatar with Prime Minister Hamid bin Jassim bin Jabir Al Thani, where the two leaders agreed to a $1 billion joint investment fund for a food and energy partnership. Prime Minister Al Thani also stated that a diplomatic office would be opening in OLAC in the near future. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your nation's collaborative endeavors. May the Oleksis and Qatari people prosper in ever-deepening cooperation and friendship.
NBC Nightly News anchor showered with good news stories. With recent evening news filled with stories of economic crisis and conflict, national US television news anchor Brian Williams began to receive requests from viewers for a respite from hearing of so much misfortune. So Mr. Williams made a nationally broadcast request for the viewers to provide the heartening stories they would like to see aired. The response was immediate and overwhelming, with thousands of accounts pouring in about good-spirited people performing acts of kindness. Mr. Williams and NBC thus decided to start with a one-week special called Making a Difference, which features one of these good news stories each day. How uplifting to hear news anchor Brian Williams and NBC. We sincerely appreciate your efforts to light the way with news of humanity's goodness. Our world is surely graced with benefit from optimistic initiatives such as yours.
Saudi Arabia hosts Reconciliation Summit. In the first such meeting in several years, heads of states from Saudi Arabia, Syria, Egypt, and Kuwait gathered for a one-day meeting to reach accords in furthering their relations. Present for the talks were Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, and Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Jaber, with their concluding pledge of cooperation seen as serving a wider effort of consistent diplomacy across all Arab nations. Congratulations, esteemed leaders of Saudi Arabia, Syria, Egypt, and Kuwait, on your meeting's outcome of accord. With unified endeavors such as yours, we look forward to the soon day when harmonious relations prevail among all in the Middle East.
Pardesi jana nahi, pardesi jana nahi.
Holi festival heralds spring in India with spray of colors. Holi, known as Hinduism's festival of colors, is a celebration of the triumph of goodness, humility, and love for the divine. Celebrated this week throughout India, homes are prepared by being thoroughly cleaned, with songs and dances rehearsed, while trays of coloured powders made from flowers are arranged. On Holi Eve, bonfires are lit just before the festival to signify purification, and prayers are made to the benevolent gods.
So today, whatever's in your heart, whatever bad thoughts, whatever ill feelings you have for anybody, we just burn them. We just offer it to the God and pray that they bless all of us.
On Holi Day, families and friends throw colored waters and powders on one another in a playful celebration of the beautiful colors and vibrant energy of spring.
Happy Holi to Supreme Master Television!
Wow, what a marvelous way to rejoice in nature and remember our spirituality. We wish all the Holi celebrants the brightness and happiness of the colors of the rainbow.
Our planet. Global temperatures to rise much higher than were expected. 2,000 scientists and other dignitaries were gathered in Copenhagen, Denmark this week to learn of the latest climate change science at what experts are now calling the End of the World Conference due to the alarming new data. One example included previous predictions of a 2 degrees Celsius rise in the world's temperature, which now appear to be severely underestimated. Conference organizer and University of Copenhagen Oceanography Professor Catherine Richardson stated, "We can forget about the 2 degrees Celsius. We are now facing the situation where we have to avoid a 5 to 6 degrees Celsius rise in temperature."
The IPCC, the UN climate panel, got it right. And it turns out that we're on their worst case trajectory, or the worst case scenario that they defined, or maybe even worse. And the good news is, it turns out that we have an awful lot of tools in our toolbox already that we can use to immediately begin to combat climate change.
Supreme Master Television asked participating scientists what tools they believed are the most readily effective.
It's only going to be solved if the people of the world demand a solution. And one way of demanding a solution is to begin by changing your own life and reducing your consumption. Reducing our meat production is probably the single most effective thing that individuals can do immediately to reduce their greenhouse gas impact.
It would be one of the
almost silver bullets, really, because it would be very good for the planet.
We are grateful, Professors Richardson, Jameson, and Schellnuber, and all other scientist participants, for alerting us to the frightening new data demonstrating the rapid pace of climate change, and for sharing with us the most effective solution. Through our combined efforts, may all people wake up to the need to act now by being veg to save the planet.
In a video conference at the Frankfurt International Book Fair, marking the German language premiere of the number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life, the book's author, Supreme Master Qinghai, answered a question regarding how we can halt global warming.
Of course, climate change is the worst threat that we have right now for our planet. This is worse than war. This is worse than even any physical threat that we can imagine. Now, as you know, and many of the people who are knowledgeable know that a vegetarian diet, meaning animal-free product, lifestyle, is the best way, the fastest, to stop our disaster of global warming and the destruction of our planet. Please be a vegan. Then we will keep this planet. Not only we will keep this planet, but this planet will become more beautiful, more abundant, more glorious, more happy for everyone to enjoy.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emission per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Black abalone placed on endangered list. Once plentiful in the waters off the coast of California, USA, the black abalone's population has precipitously dropped due to fishing and the fatal withering syndrome disease. The latter, which causes the mollusk's starvation, has been linked to the higher temperature waters of global warming. United States government, we are grateful for your protection of the black abalone. Let us quickly transition to compassionate green lifestyles to ensure the conservation of our vital marine co-inhabitants, as well as all life on Earth.
Save our planet. Venezuela's expanding solar energy. As part of the country's Energy Revolution program, the government is installing solar systems to provide electricity and water purification for over 500 communities, many of which are indigenous or located in isolated regions. Despite having some of the largest oil reserves in the world, Venezuela is actively developing sustainable energy, with other projects including the replacement of 90 million incandescent light bulbs with energy-efficient ones. The government also plans to increase the number of clean energy cars this year. Bravo, Venezuela, on your stellar advancements in green energy. Blessed be your nation and people in benefiting lives while striving to live in harmony with Mother Nature.
Save our planet. Chenar trees now being saved in Kashmir. Dating back to ancient times, the chenar tree is a venerated part of the culture of Kashmir, India. Thus, its recent widespread destruction raised concern among ecologists and environmentalists alike. Their advocacy helped lead to new policies recently passed by the state government, which not only prohibits harming the chenar tree, but requires permission for felling a tree, with 5 new ones that must be planted for every tree removed and approval necessary even for tree trimming. Our gratitude, Kashmir, for your wise and noble measures to protect the Kashmir Valley's symbolic tree. May the biodiversity of our planet flourish in abundance as we continue to evolve towards kinder, eco-friendly ways.
Save our planet. In 2008, residents of the U.S. state of Wisconsin increased the number of sustainable energy projects by 40% over the previous year.
Save our planet. Indian organic soft toy maker Padmavati is enjoying rapid growth as toys made from toxin-free and natural materials gain more popularity with health and eco-conscious parents worldwide.
Save our planet. To save energy in the towns of Morgenroth Wolkenkranz and Dublitz in Germany, streetlights are turned off at night, with residents able to re-illuminate them with a mobile phone when needed.
Hello, I'm Guapa the Guanaco. I live on a totally animal-free diet. Today, I'd like to share a veggie tip with you. Have you heard of the mushroom Auricularia polytrica, also called wood ear? It grows on logs and has long been used in some parts of the world as an herbal medicine to improve blood circulation and enhance well-being. The Auricularia polytrica is also rich in nutrients such as iron, magnesium, zinc, thiamine, riboflavin, and folate. This mushroom can be used in your favorite stir-fry dish or soup. You can find them online or at your local Asian grocery store. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, Venezuela offers free eye treatments to Belizeans. The Venezuelan government, working together with Belize's Ministry of Health, has initiated Operation Miracle. This program provides citizens from Belize the opportunity to receive free surgeries if they have cataracts or pterygium, a non-cancerous growth of the surface of the eye. Those who receive the operations are given complimentary flights to and from Venezuela. In addition, food and lodging during their stay, as well as medical care and medicines, are all funded by the government of Venezuela. Our respectful accolades and heaven's blessings, Venezuela, Belize's Ministry of Health and Operation Miracle, for your generous and gracious work. May all people receive the health care needed to have fulfilling lives.
In sustainable energy news, now you can cool off with a little help from the sun. At Australian National University, ANU, in Canberra, Dr. Mike Dennis of the Center for Sustainable Energy of the College of Engineering and Computer Science is developing solar-powered air conditioning. According to Dr. Dennis, it is less expensive and more efficient than traditional electric models and will decrease the demand on the electricity grid during the summer. He said, you can have one solar collector on your roof and it will deliver solar air conditioning in the summer, it will deliver your space heating in winter, and as a byproduct almost, it will deliver solar hot water all year round. Congratulations on your very promising eco-innovation, Dr. Mike Dennis. May we see more and more inventions to assist us in living totally earth-caring futures. Coming up on Noteworthy News, research suggests that playing with your animal companion can help improve your well-being. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more friendly news.
Hello, I'm Guapa the Guanaco. I live on a totally animal-free diet. Today, I'd like to share a veggie tip with you. Have you heard of the mushroom Auricularia polytrica, also called wood ear? It grows on logs and has long been used in some parts of the world as an herbal medicine to improve blood circulation and enhance well-being. The Auricularia polytrica is also rich in nutrients such as iron, magnesium, zinc, thiamine, riboflavin, and folate. This mushroom can be used in your favorite stir-fry dish or soup. You can find them online or at your local Asian grocery store. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, it's time for the World Wide Weather.
In world news, Venezuela offers free eye treatments to Belizeans. The Venezuelan government, working together with Belize's Ministry of Health, has initiated Operation Miracle. This program provides citizens from Belize the opportunity to receive free surgeries if they have cataracts or pterygium, a non-cancerous growth of the surface of the eye. Those who receive the operations are given complimentary flights to and from Venezuela. In addition, food and lodging during their stay, as well as medical care and medicines, are all funded by the government of Venezuela. Our respectful accolades and heaven's blessings, Venezuela, Belize's Ministry of Health and Operation Miracle for your generous and gracious work. May all people receive the health care needed to have fulfilling lives.
In sustainable energy news, now you can cool off with a little help from the sun. At Australian National University, ANU, in Canberra, Dr. Mike Dennis of the Center for Sustainable Energy of the College of Engineering and Computer Science is developing solar-powered air conditioning. According to Dr. Dennis, it is less expensive and more efficient than traditional electric models and will decrease the demand on the electricity grid during the summer. He said, you can have one solar collector on your roof and it will deliver solar air conditioning in the summer, it will deliver your space heating in winter, and as a byproduct almost, it will deliver solar hot water all year round. Congratulations on your very promising eco-innovation, Dr. Mike Dennis. May we see more and more inventions to assist us in living totally earth-caring futures. Coming up on Noteworthy News, research suggests that playing with your animal companion can help improve your well-being. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more friendly news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for an amiable world. In animal news, researchers find that human caregivers warmly interacting with canine companions produce a beneficial hormone. A study conducted by Dr. Miho Nagasawa and Dr. Takafumi Kikusui at Azobu University in Sagamihara, Japan, has determined that the hormone oxytocin is produced by a person who has heartfelt eye contact with her or his canine companion while playing together. Oxytocin is associated with romantic love, friendship, and childcare. It is believed to help reduce stress and to promote the feeling to connect with others. Dr. Kikusui stated, "The reason I did this research is because I am a big dog lover and feel something changes in my body when I am gazed at by my dog." Our sincere thanks, Dr. Miho Nagasawa and Dr. Takafumi Kikusui, for demonstrating one of the many benefits of developing loving relationships with our canine friends. May heaven bless all animal companions to be treasured and protected.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, New Destination.
A very rich and spoiled young guy walked into a travel agency and asked, "Can you suggest some good places for me to go for holiday?" The agent said, "Oh, how about Hawaii?" The man said, "Nah, I went there a lot already." The agent continued, "How about Virgin Island?" The spoiled young man said, "No, it's too hot for me this time." "Paris?" "No, I was there 2 months ago."
How about London? The agent suggested. The young man said, no, I don't like the rain here, so why would I go to see it in London? The agent lady was very exasperated, so she spun the globe around and said, okay, you pick a place and then I will get you there. The young man looked at the globe and said to the agent lady, don't you have anything else better?
And now for our viewers' heartline. Our viewers Diana and Jackie watched a YouTube posting of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, about a readily available veg alternative for turkey. They commented,
this is delicious!
I didn't know that tofurkey is sold year-round.
Diana
and Jackie from USA.
Amiable Diana and Jackie, veg alternatives can be bought at many different locations, including online and natural food stores. We have a listing on www.SupremeMasterTV.com of places where vegetarian products can be bought around the world. Please enjoy cruelty-free alternatives for delicious vegan celebrations of life. To your health and with our warm regards.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the constructive events that are happening in your area of the world. Please send them along with any comments to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on your screen.
May dreams for a compassionate world come true. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egypt's Water Technology Association, Zagazig University, and UNESCO partner to launch the 13th International Water Technology Conference, gathering scientists and decision makers from across the globe.
U.S. Envoy to North Korea, Stephen Bosworth, expresses hope about soon resuming six-nation peace talks with North Korea to continue the country's progressive denuclearization.
During a recent U.S. concert of the British rock band The Pretenders, vegetarian literature was handed out and no meat was sold, as requested by vegetarian singer, songwriter, and guitarist Chrissy Hynde.
Dr. Fiona Woods, an award-winning expert in burn treatment and reconstruction surgery from Australia, presents in Formosa, or Taiwan, an innovative healing technique of spray-on skin.
A peace delegation from Pakistan travels to India carrying signatures of over 35,000 Pakistani citizens who have offered their sympathies for the November 26, 2008 tragedy in Mumbai.
During their first meeting together, U.S. President Barack Obama and U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon discussed resolving the humanitarian crisis in Darfur, Sudan, along with other global matters.
In the global selection of the world's new seven wonders in the category of caves, rock formations, and valleys, the top three are Jabal Yavaros, a rock formation in Serbia, the Bulgaria's Belogradchik Rocks, and the USA's Grand Canyon.
Working together with the Arab League, Qatar's Authority for Charitable Activities organizes the first Arab Conference for Charitable Organizations for broader cooperation across all Arab states. In Formosa, or Taiwan, where 24% of cabinet members are now female, 16 government agencies have been awarded for their efforts to promote gender equality in middle and high-level government positions. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com.